Board Director Ralph Robbins says state officials help Israeli companies realize that Silicon Valley and New York aren't the only market for U.S. trade and development. He also says there's a long list of existing and potential projects that Israeli companies are excited about bringing to Virginia.
Virginia has many assets that a lot of Israelis didn't know about. So that's why we spent some time. We explained what those assets are. The fact that we're next to Washington, D.C. is very important to them. They want to have a location near Washington, mid-Atlantic, deep seaport. And that actually has resulted in a number of large Israeli companies coming to the state.
Those include the wind farm industry, and although such construction has not yet begun along Virginia's coast, Robin says some companies not only want to expand here, but also to innovate the industry and make more efficient wind farms with fewer problems. He says the broad range of Israeli projects on the horizon include agriculture, aquaculture, and aeronautics that will bring thousands of good-paying jobs. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.